Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Tuesday morning. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. And the show is brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. Smoother than smooth. Let's head over to Weston. Let's bring in Vanderbilt.
Well, not yet.
Do what?
She's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
We're in a bit of a stall.
It's 11:29.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be here soon.
We will talk to David Poyle, Predators general manager, at noon. John Hines, Predators head coach, also in the third hour. So we are trying to do a good thing here today throughout the course of the day on ESPN 102.5, the game. Hockey Fights Cancer Day, an opportunity for you to get involved. This year been a little bit different, right? You're used to November, that theme, raising a lot of good money. In fact, Pecorine just donated a check to the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital for $365,000 from last season on Hockey Fights Cancer fundraising efforts. And, of course, these funds go directly to pediatric cancer research and awareness. They've done so much good over the years. And the Predators and the 365 Pediatric Cancer Fund has delivered over $3 million to Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, $3.3 million to be exact. And if you talk to enough doctors about this, it's come a long ways. And there's kids that are actually leaving the hospital. And, you know, it's just, it's changed everything. You got to have the research. You got to have the funding. You got to put the money into this to fight this awful, awful disease. And that's what we're here to do today. There's also an auction item where you can text PREDS to 76278 to bin out an item for the 365 fund. That auction item will close on this Friday at 7 p.m. And if you've ever been in Pete and Terry's Tavern, especially here of late, there's a barrel, you know, Jack Daniel's barrel. Yeah, Jack Daniel's barrel tree, specifically, located in Pete and Terry's Tavern. That's empty, of course. Chase, don't get all excited. It's empty. Okay?
It's awesome, though.
It is awesome, and it's valued at $500. And you've got an opportunity to get involved and donate some great money for a great cause. And who knows? You could have that Jack Daniel's barrel tree.
Mm-hmm. That would be a heck of a Christmas gift.
Man.
And it's for a good cause.
Yeah, sure would. But you'd like to have that thing in your house, wouldn't you?
I would. It would be a conversation piece, that's for sure.
It would.
Sawyer can lay by it and guard it, and you know the cats can fight on it. So I mean, there's a lot that could happen with that.
It would be really nice if all of our listeners and all the Predators fans out there could just donate $35 to support Pecorine. Of course, Pecorine and Shea Weber, right? This whole thing was started by them, the Pediatric Cancer Fund. And they got behind this and involved with this. Like I said, Pekka, Shea did so much great work when he was here. And that was going all the way back to the 2012-2013 season. So we would love for you to donate the charity.gofundme.com/365fund to donate is where you can do that. All right, let's bring in Vanderbilt Athletics Director Candace Story Lee. She is on the line with us, hopefully well-rested, after making the announcement last night on our airwaves during the 7 o'clock hour. Candace, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm actually well-rested today, so thank you.
I was going to say, you snickered, so I figured that was a good sign. I was hoping it was a good sign.
That's a good sign.
So going through this process for the first time and to, you know, to get a new football coach, which we know is so vitally important to the university and the athletics department, what was it like? What was it, you know, take us through behind the scenes what this process was like for you.
Well, you know, I think the entire time I just kept focusing on the fact that it was a big responsibility and I needed to make sure that I delivered on the best leader for our student athletes, for our department, for our alums, for our fans, for our university. And, you know, I've been sitting on the side of some other coaching searches in the past. It is completely different when you're sitting in the seat having to make the final decision. And again, just the responsibility that comes with it was never lost on me. So I was very focused on, I mean, I came in with a somewhat of a sense of what I was looking for, but I was intentional about being open-minded. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I got some very good advice from a mentor and a leader that I really respect, who reminded me last week that he said, "You'll know when the person gets in front of you, that's the right one. You will just know." And he was right. He was right. And we had a very thorough process. I was pleased with the interest that we got. We even had interest this time around that from people who would not give us the time of day a few years ago, even two searches ago. And so I thought that was a good sign and indicative of the new direction that we're moving. I love the partnership with Chancellor Dearmeyer, who wasn't afraid to hop on a plane. He wasn't afraid to go into a home at the last minute. He wasn't afraid to just give of himself. And as you can imagine, he has a very tight schedule and lots of responsibilities running the university, and yet he made this a priority, which it's symbolic of how he feels about athletics, how he views this partnership, and symbolic of the direction that we're going. And I was looking for and found someone who was going to be a leader of young people, who understood the importance of development, and who absolutely knows that we can win here and that we should.
And I'm glad you said that, Candace, mm-hmm. because my guess is Vanderbilt fans perked up when you said that, because that can only be viewed, I would think, and I would hope, as a good thing to know that the chancellor was that involved in the athletic process and this hire. But, you know, going back to what you said just a minute ago, you would know when you knew, when you sat down with that person. And I heard you say this last night on our airwaves, that when you looked across the table and you looked at Clark Lee, you knew that he had gone through some of the same experiences as you did as a student athlete at Vanderbilt, and knew the challenges ahead and the unique challenges at Vanderbilt, right? It's not just like every other place. And that weighed into your decision. So kind of take us through that when you knew that Clark Lee had been on that campus as a student athlete, just like you, going through the same experiences.
Well, I think you raised some good points. I do want to say now, to be successful at Vanderbilt, you don't have to have been a graduate of here. All right, because I do think that it's important to say that you don't necessarily have to have gone through the exact experience. I think you have to embrace what we are and who we are. And you have to look at what some people might look at challenges. You have to look at opportunities. You know, and so Clark and I, you know, we spent a lot of time together, and we talked about the importance of pushing one another and healthy debate. When we walk out of the room, we will be on the same page, because we are moving in the same direction. It's very clear that we want the same things. But I would say that the part about being an alum, you know, we chose Vanderbilt a long time ago, right? And we were young people, we were naive, but we understood what it could be at 17 and 18 years old. And that does make a difference, right? That does make a difference. And now, you know, I don't know, this is no disrespect to our entire team, but I don't know if there are going to be two people that care more. You know, I feel that way. You know, we are fortunate to have other alums in coaching positions. So, you know, Ryan Lippman, who's associate head coach in our men's tennis program, as an example, or Josie Barnes, who associate head coach in the bowling program, and, I mean, Aliki Subanos, right, head women's tennis coach. I'm telling you, when you have been through the trenches in this place, and then you get the opportunity to lead it in a different way and have an impact the same way that you were impacted, or better than you were impacted, that means something special. You know, it's hard to articulate unless you're in that position. And I mean, and at the end of the day, like, I'm looking for a winner. I know what it's like to win, and it feels really good.
Yes, it
you
does.
Know, it
winning's
feels
fun.
Really, it feels really good. And, you know, it's. I know that if we do this right, if we invest in student athletes and we provide the best experience for our fans, and we engage our alumni and remind them that they're part of this family. We upgrade our facilities, right? So we upgrade the infrastructure so that our student athletes can compete. All of those things lead to winning. You know, we want every constituency group to be proud of the affiliation with Vanderbilt: alums, recruits, current student athletes, parents, faculty, staff, fans. And if we focus on the student athlete experience, like, we will do that. And Clark is 1,000% committed to that. I was also struck by the fact that, I mean, Clark is very intentional about his growth and his development. And along the way, I mean, I spoke to some highly, highly respected names in this business who had personal connections with Clark Lee and understood where he was going and had understood it for a long time. You know, he's been on a path, and it leads back to Vanderbilt.
Well, I'm glad you said the part about the winning and everything you threw in there, because I know since you've been hired, you know, I feel like we've been cheated, because I feel like we get close at times getting info out of you. But since we're only on the phone, see, if we were together doing this interview, we would probably bring you warm cookies and milk, and we would be able to get you.
We could look into each other's eyes.
Yes.
We could lock eyes and share a moment, and then it would all just come tumbling out.
And then
right?
You would just everything would just come out, and you would lay out the plans in front of us, and it would be great. But we're
not
there
yet. Do
you
know what kind of cookies I like?
I don't, but I would find out if you would, you know, give us
some. But, like,
I would
if
find
you
out.
Had to guess, what kind of cookies would you have for me?
I mean, the go-to, you know, for me is chocolate chip. I don't think you can go wrong with chocolate chip, but, you know, I don't know if that's the right answer. I don't know.
Man, yeah, I may be one of the few people that's just not high on my list. See, I wouldn't tell you anything in person. Oh, I wouldn't be telling you anything. Peanut butter, though?
Peanut butter? Okay.
I would spill the beans. And if they were warm, I'd spill it. On the spot.
Noted.
Well, if anything, we got that out of you in this interview, so okay. We will use that down the road. So thank you for that. So I do want to ask you, you know, with all that being said, did you feel like the candidates, whether it was Clark Lee or others or all the above, because we've tried to, you know, it's no secret, you know, you've got other things to do to help this yes. next coach succeed. Did yes. you feel like they were asking you guys questions as well?
I don't think you're a viable candidate if you don't. I think it's no secret that there is a commitment to be made here and that there is there's a lot that needed to change and that needs to change. I'm very proud of the direction that we're moving and the team we have in place. But, you know, we have to be very open about the fact that we have a lot of work to do. And so a viable candidate, of course, would need to ask those questions. They should, so that they fully understand that the alignment that Chancellor Dearmeyer speaks about and that I speak about is real and that the commitment is real. I would actually be concerned if those questions were not asked.
I'm talking to Kansas Story Lee, the athletic director at Vanderbilt, announced the brand-new football coach, Clark Lee, last night. And, Candace, I want to ask you about something I heard as sort of a theme as the search process was going on, and it seems to fit with Clark Lee being an alum, and that is the Northwestern model. We know that every school is unique, and there's no place like Vanderbilt, but I would say Northwestern has some parallels,
mm-hmm.
and I heard that a lot. Is that a model that you guys looked at, and you see a Pat Fitzgerald, also an alum, that has built something pretty nice there?
I would say in general, I mean, to your point, we've been studying a lot. We've studied Stanford. We're studying Duke. We're studying Northwestern. I'm glad you mentioned Northwestern and that, you know, they are in a obviously a metropolitan area, in a big conference, high academics. I mean, there are certainly a lot of things that I think would make us similar, and certainly they have made a significant investment into athletics. And they've done so not at the peril of what's happening academically and across the university. So there's no doubt that it's a great model. You know, I have some colleagues there who I've been able to speak with. And, of course, Chancellor Dearmeyer, having been in Chicago for 20-plus years prior to coming here, was able to see it up close and personal. He also has worked at Northwestern in the past. So there was – I mean, I think there's a lot to learn from that. Now, having said that, I do think there are some things about Vanderbilt where we can create our own niche, but there is, I mean, listen, hats off to Northwestern. They have shown that it can be done, and we're learning a lot from them. In terms of, you know, I've heard Pat Fitzgerald 2.0. I mean, I think it's a great story. It's compelling, right? It's compelling, and it's a great model, and, you know, but I want to be fair to Clark Lee. Right? Like he, Clark Lee, like that's a name that we should say and we should rally around, and he need not be compared to anyone else. He is going to forge his own path here. And that's one of the things that I told him. I think I offered him the job early in the morning. And I think, you know, in this business, early morning is when you can get a lot of work done while it's quiet before things ramp up. And I said to him that, you know, we're gonna work on all these details and do all these things, but I need you to hear from me. I do not want it to get lost that you earned this job. You earned it.
When you were first hired, we had Tim Corbin on. Of course, they were getting ready for their season, and he had just such a glowing recommendation for you. I'm curious. He's been quoted, you know, obviously he has a relationship going way back with Clark Lea.
Yes.
Tell us how you used Coach Corbin as sort of a sounding board as part of this process.
I'm going to keep some of the things between Tim and I because we have a very special rapport and a very special relationship, and we got to keep some stuff between us. But here's what I will say. He has been a sounding board for me on a number of things. I think if you know Tim Corbin, you know he is absolutely a transformational leader. Tim knows a lot about a lot of things. It may surprise people just how well-versed he is on so many areas, including college football. And he and I spent a lot of time together. I'm very, very appreciative to him. And, you know, I don't think this would surprise anyone, but, you know, Tim is so vested in not just Clark and not just this program, but this athletics department reaching its potential. You know, and I'm no fool. I mean, to have access to great resources right here that you respect, to respect you, and to have great rapport, I mean, we spent a lot of time together, and I'm very, very fortunate to have another partner in Tim Corbin.
You've talked about the instrumental role of Chancellor Diermeier. Who else was sort of surrounded? You mentioned you were sort of sitting beside David Williams at times when there were searches in the past, and it's different being in the head seat. So who else did you use to help you in this process?
So a number of resources, to be honest with you, because I think that that's very important. And while I won't talk about every single one, I do want to give credit to both of our deputy athletic directors, starting with Tommy McClellan, who is our deputy AD on the external side, who really helped with a lot of logistics, helped pull together a lot of information, spoke to a lot of people to help get some things lined up, was really beside me through this entire process, and I really appreciate it. And then Dr. Christine Kelly, who is our deputy athletic director on the internal side, who, you know, her internal responsibilities will be instrumental to the success of our football program because she is focusing very much on the things that touch the student athletes, right? So when we're talking about infrastructure, like sport performance and strength and conditioning and mental health and sports medicine and, you know, the areas that give us the edge and allow us to fully develop these student athletes, like she and Tommy will very much be part of Clark's extended team, right, his expanded team to make sure that his kids have what they need. And I think that, you know, we had, there were some other people that are part of our circle that just were very supportive throughout this process, that I'm very, very gracious to them because they spent some time and let me bounce ideas. I also just had some other people in the industry that allowed me to pick up the phone and pick their brains. And, you know, it was important to me to run a process that was above reproach, that respected everybody who was involved, that kept confidential the details. I was just so impressed by how everyone handled themselves. And, I mean, we had some great names in this mix. I'm very pleased, like I said before, of the interest shown, and I wanted to respect them and their involvement in this process. And so I liked how it was handled. I'm grateful to everyone who was involved. And I'm going to always circle back to this, and we got the best outcome. We hired the best guy.
We're talking to Candace Story Lea, the athletics director at Vanderbilt, about their new football coach, Clark Lea. Who, as it was announced last night on these airwaves. But as you know, Candace, the early signing period begins tomorrow. This is a big, important time for recruiting, and Vanderbilt has seen a lot of their recruits that have not decommitted, and sometimes you see that when you make a coaching change. So what does that say about these recruits that are staying committed, and now that you have the new head coach, it's looking like you're going to get some signings starting tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought this up. So, I mean, I think it says a couple things. One, I think it says that Derek Mason and his staff did a great job identifying young people who want what we can offer. And so I think that was clear to me. I'm not surprised by that, but it was certainly clear to me when I began calling our commitments when we made our coaching change. And I was really, you know, I was telling Chancellor Dearmeyer that I was impressed because it was just a very they sounded like young professionals, like that. Like one young man started telling me that, you know, well, these things happen in college athletics, but I'm ready to get to the SEC and I'm ready for the Vanderbilt degree. And I mean, just they spoke like with such insight and wisdom. And I think that speaks to the character of these kids. I laughed because I think we got two or three commitments after we made the coaching change, which you hope that that's just a belief in the direction that we're going. And I certainly expect that there could be some attrition because that happens when you make a change. But, you know, Clark has already started calling recruits. This morning, Clark was on the phone with some of our current student athletes. I've been getting some very nice texts from donors who've already heard from Clark. I mean, we're moving forward. And I think that these recruits want to be a part of that. So I expect that we will sign quite a few tomorrow. You know, I told those young men that if they were committed to us, we certainly are committed to them. You know, that they made the commitment to our institution, and so we are going to honor that. And I just told everybody 2 weeks ago, listen, it would be certainly my honor and my privilege if you just hung in there with us and just give me a chance to show you the direction that we're going. And to their credit, I think most of them have.
You brought up earlier in this conversation about, you know, Northwestern and being, you know, that model and the Stanford model and the Duke model. How far off do you truly think that you all are from one day you'll have a school going, well, we're looking at Vanderbilt. We're going to try and be like Vanderbilt, and we're going to try and model what they've done. How far off do you think that really is?
Yeah, so I think that we have some pieces in place that now – so the alignment from an administrative standpoint, the personnel decisions that have been made, I think those are key. Those are foundational. We're not there yet. How far off are we? I would not be sitting here talking to you if I thought that we were so far off that it was impossible. It's very, very possible. And not only is it, I think before you could say it's possible, now I think you can say it's realistic. And so the fact that it's realistic means that we're not far off. But I want to be clear, we have a lot of work to do. The best part is we now have the resources and the energy and the people, the right people, to do it.
Let's close with this on a fun note. Obviously, Willie has talked about it with his call on Saturday, but what was the moment like for you when that football left Sarah Fuller's foot and went through the uprights for the first extra point?
Oh, it was an incredible moment to see. And I think the best part of this story is that for all of us, I said this before, but I'm just going to keep saying it. For all of us, man, that was just a Vanderbilt student-athlete stepping up in a moment and taking advantage of the opportunity. That's what that was. You know, that was never meant to be for publicity's sake. That wasn't, ooh, how cool would this be? I mean, the fact that that young woman joined the football team, that's just a testament. I mean, that's a winner right there. Okay, Sarah's a winner. Sarah won the yeah. SEC championship and came back on campus. And she walks in at a moment where we don't have anyone else because of COVID, which has just decimated us just week in and week out. And the opportunity was presented to her, and she said, okay. And then she started practicing. And they kept telling me, like, she's doing this, and she's getting better, and she's getting better, and she's getting better. And so when that happened on Saturday, it was like, That was a kid who had an opportunity. She poured herself into the opportunity, and then when she was called, she delivered. That's what we're trying to get kids to do every day.
It'll be easy to remember now that I've learned in 2021, whenever that time comes, when we actually do this in person with you. I love peanut butter, so I'll never forget that. So it's locked away. I'm a huge fan of peanut butter, so it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Well, we can have snacks together anytime.
Hey, congratulations on finding your next football coach. Thanks for doing this, as always, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Anchor down.
All right, that is Vanderbilt Athletics Director Candace Story Lee kind of taking us through the process, and they have indeed hired Clark Lee. We had someone on, Pete. I want to keep calling him Pete Sampras. He's not Pete Sampras.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought the absolute same thing.
Like, I had to catch
myself.
Like,
I had to make sure. I had to, like, check yourself before you say his name. Don't say Sampras. Don't say Sampras.
Yep. So it's Pete Sampson who covers the Irish for The Athletic, and so we had a good conversation with him. So what stood out to you guys other than, you know, she likes peanut butter cookies?
I thought it was informative how, you know, she said, hey, I can't share everything, but I think you got a sense of how she went about it, sort of. How do you, what role does the chancellor play? How do you use a guy like Tim Corbin? How do you study what's going on at other programs that are successful that have a similar profile as Vanderbilt? I thought that all made sense in how you arrive at Clark Lee being the right guy. And I think it was important that she said, okay, you don't have to be a former athlete here to have the job. But I do think there is something to when you what you asked Darren early, and I had the same thought last night I was listening to her when she said, you know, you'll know when you see it. I do think there's a bond of, hey, this may not be for everybody, right? Especially the football coach, right? You know at Vanderbilt that it's not going to be easy to win, especially at football. At any sport, this is the case, but you're the oddball in the league, right? And you know in this league, if you don't bring it, you will get your butt kicked, right? If you don't bring it in the SEC in football and really in any sport, you will be you will finish 14th.
As we've seen it play out this year.
You will be buried.
Yep.
And she looked across at him. She knows what it's like to compete in the SEC. He knows what it's like to compete at Vanderbilt. They looked at each other and like, do you want this job? Is this what you want? Do you want this challenge? And he said, yes, I want this challenge. That resonated with me. That means something. Right, he could have easily said, "Hey, yeah, I played at Vanderbilt, but man, I don't know, I can't win there."
Yeah,
you know,
you can't win there, right? Somebody could easily say, "You can't win there."
Yeah, I'll keep going at Notre Dame. We're winning. I'm coaching in the ACC championship game.
You know what else stood out to me is she made a point to say, the people she was, you know, encouraged by the people reaching out saying they're interested, and in fact, even took it a step further and said people that weren't willing to do that years ago.
Yeah.
I'm curious. The wheels started turning. Like, who is it that's turned down? Because they've been turned down many times in the past, or people have told them not interested because of what we just said. Can't win there. Not going to do it. It's career suicide. I wonder who had a change of heart or change of mind and said, yeah, I'm willing to sit down and talk with you this go around.
Because you're hearing the sales job from up above the football coach. And that's something that really hasn't been there before. The AD, I mean, not that David Williams didn't, but it just feels different. And Chancellor Dearmeyer, it's the same thing. I think that's what's changing, that it's above athletics. It's an overall buy-in.
All right, we will come back with Predators General Manager David Poile as it's Hockey Fights Cancer Day here on ESPN 102.5 The Game all day. We're trying to raise money and awareness to fight this awful, awful disease and help the folks at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. We will do that on the other side, but right now I want to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. And they are my friends because I've been going there for years, and they've been helping me improve my quality of life for years. And as we all get older, we hate to admit that. As Willie sits there with his bum left shoulder, I mean, things start breaking down. Things start happening as you get older, and they've got so many things that they can do to help you. And they've already been helping a lot of you in this area. They've been around in Middle Tennessee since 2007, And a lot of you have been going there like me for years. And whatever you've been seeing them for, they've been helping you, and I know that. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse, and their experienced staff would love to tackle something that's ailing you or bothering you. And if you can get in there and see them and talk to them, you know, go in there and talk to them about hormone replacement therapy. Ask them to check your levels. They could see if maybe they've dipped to an all-time low, and that is affecting you not having energy or not feeling right or feeling off or having mood swings. There's many things it can affect where you just don't feel like yourself. Well, they can help you in that department. Face and body rejuvenation, weight loss management, which is vitally important always, but especially in 2020, they get it. You've been out of your routine. Maybe you put on some unwanted pounds and you would like to get rid of them. Well, they've got programs and people that can get you going in the right direction. If you need to schedule a consultation or an appointment, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. You can learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com.